So I gotta be out of here by 3.
Okay. So
call there's
the
Lou.
There she is. Call the meeting to order. And okay, we're gonna review the minutes. Should catch up. Now I wasn't here when these minutes happened. Can I still motion? You have to. Hey, Lou.
Hi. Sorry, I was with some contractors. Okay, we just started and we're reviewing minutes from the July 12th meeting. One thing, I did have an email discussion with Belinda about the, because there was a question about the Celtic Festival at the last meeting. And I know she came in and asked you how the meeting went, and you had said that we had had some concerns about, they claimed that there was over $500,000 in room tax.
No, it was like almost $1 million.
Yeah, $1 million in room tax generated during the Celtic Festival, and we had questioned that because we knew that that couldn't possibly be accurate.
And not quite.
She said that, well, based on the calculator that Pete McKeenum gave her and that the chamber had given him, that if you multiply the number of people times that calculator, that that would be accurate. And I said, well, not for room tax, but for room revenue, but that's only the people, that calculator is only people that stay, not the day trippers. And how do you know how many people really stayed? And she had some other formula that she had, so that's where I left it. I don't know if there'll be any further report on that, but the numbers were definitely skewed. So does anyone want to move to?
I move that we accept the minutes as presented.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. And so moving on, we have the tourism marketing grants limits.
So we have to go back and forth.
Okay. Oh, thank you. Is that in here? Yes.
Oh, and I made this chart thing so that we can see what we have going on and when we have it going on, so that we can kind of track throughout the year instead of just looking at the budget sheet. So the stuff on the bottom, that's all blacked out. It happens all year around. And the other stuff is what we currently have going on, and I'll add to it anytime we add anything.
Okay, so we're going to review the Tourism Marketing Grant Fund. It's, we had questions about what that was and funding for the off-shoulder seasons between September 15th and June 15th will be given priority so that we can actually fund things that occur in the summer. Funding may not be provided for well-established events or activities, and so that's something we really need to bear in mind, because there's a lot of these that are 5 and 6 year activities that are still coming back for funding. It may be provided for expansion or changes of existing events, and or if the city determines the changes will increase tourism. Applications for grant funds need to be submitted 2 months prior to the event to allow sufficient time for review, and probably even further than that, because sometimes they're already well into their marketing by the time they come see us. And we can grant a portion or deny a request or recommend no award regardless of availability of funds. So those are our options, and that is what this is. And what would be helpful, I think, Nicole, is that each time we have requests, maybe we just stick this in the packet with it so we can refer to it. And then,
well, is there a way to head off requests that don't meet this ahead of time so we don't even have to look at them?
She's going to get them first, right?
Yeah, you get them first, so you have to just kind of say you need to review.
I mean, if it packet, you know, if it requires a judgment call, then maybe it should still come to us. But if it's clearly doesn't meet the criteria.
And that's kind of, we need to work on the criteria. That's why Jim wanted to bring it back, because it's, you know, we have a 2 or 3 year time period, or you can ask 2 or 3 times. We just need to make that clear.
But it doesn't say that.
Right? It doesn't say that, though, so we need to make that clear. It just says an established event or activity. And then we need to just, he also wanted us to look at putting a limit on how much funds you can request. So I know last time you guys had talked about like a $5,000 cap or something like that, so that we weren't getting requests for $8,000 or $10,000 or whatever, because it is a limited pool. So Jim did want, he couldn't be here today because he had an appointment, but he wanted me to relay to you guys that when we're considering those things that we, he would like to see maybe if a smaller, cap maybe, you know, like a 3,000 or 5,000 and maybe allow them more years, or a higher cap at 5,000 and less years, but something like that so that we have it specifically in here. And that's what he was.
If they can't live together in 2 years, then maybe we're just throwing money.
Yeah. Right. So he just wanted to make sure we have those clarified in here. So that's like, that's just, gosh, can talk. That's a decision that.
So,
or are you left in your guys'
hands? So, things that for some verbiage.
Yes, and then the group needs to come up with how much, you know, how more specifically, not just a well-established event, and maybe what if you want to put a limit on it, how much they can request. This would be the time that we could do that and change the, and we can also change some of the information you guys are receiving, the order that it's being received in. Is there more stuff you want to see from the applicants that you're not getting when we're getting the applications kind of situation? So,
well, I'd like to see them follow this because a lot of them don't. Mm-hmm. I want to see them, I want to be adamant that they follow this template because they're not doing use number one, number two, number three, and the amounts and the total expenditures. And I think that they're just calling everything marketing just for this.
Yeah.
And I think that we need to be really sticklers for kicking back applications that are either incomplete or not following the template.
Okay.
And maybe we need to have a cover letter on this that says that, you know, we're going to reject applications that do not follow the template. And
isn't the marketing supposed to be outside our area?
Yes.
Not in our local area. That needs to be made.
That's why we're looking over it, is because we need to get some really clear guidelines about...
Well, what do we want to consider to be well-established? 2 years or 3 years?
I think 3 years.
3 years.
So why don't we just define well-established as 3 years?
And the cap on it, 5,000.
Should we say 3 consecutive years, or...
Yeah. Because you take a break.
Because maybe somebody tries something, it doesn't work, and they come back 2 years later and want to try it again in a different way or a different time period or something.
Yeah, I think we can present differently that way, too. Yeah, three consecutive years. And then also, I would think a cap of $5,000.
Yeah. So if we stick on this, like on the first page, just on this... Like the application for grant funds must be submitted 2 months. Do you want to change that to like 3 months?
I would put the wording in there, no later than 2 months prior.
How about no later than 3?
Okay.
Just so, because if we have to kick it back.
Yeah, no later. No later than.
Plus, it gives them more notice if they think they're a shoo-in for getting the money, and then we tell them no. They've got a little more time to regroup too.
There's been a couple of events that have cropped up this summer that popped up 6 weeks prior to them wanting to run the event, and they came requesting some chamber assistance as far as legwork, and it's like, you know, we're spread thin, right? We can't, I can only do what we do for every other group, and it puts you in a really bad position if they're coming at it too fast and going into an event with their eyes closed, thinking 6 weeks is enough time to pull something off.
So some of these things are in the instructions back here, but we want to put this as a cover page, highlighting it right off the bat.
Make sure the verbiage is changed on the front page, and then also wherever it applies in the instructions in the back.
And then it says no applicant presentation is required, but applicants should be prepared to respond to questions. So do you want to make it mandatory that... It's because it says may attend the Destination Newport Committee. Do you guys always want someone here to answer questions?
That's not necessary, I don't think.
But maybe we can put in there that we may request someone be present for questions.
Which could delay the process. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or give us phone numbers if we only have one question, that someone that can give us.
So maybe they should be present or provide Nicole with a phone number. Mm-hmm. For questions.
And then, provide contact information if you are not planning on attending the meeting.
And then the other thing on here, it says failure to provide a final report to city shall jeopardize future applications. I know there's some people that we don't get final reports for. Mm-hmm. So is that something we would like to highlight?
That they need a cover letter.
Yeah, and then we need to know that if they reapply and you didn't get a report from them the year before, then you need to let us know.
Because I do hound a lot of them to get those reports, and I still never get them, so.
Just send them a letter. Say, we haven't received this report unless we receive one within so many days. Mm-hmm. Any future application will be denied.
Well, the lodging occupancy resulting from the event, too, is, I think there's a lot of misconceptions about.
Well, that's pretty hard to figure.
It is hard to figure, but you can see if there's a spike that weekend, you know, in occupancy just by merely doing a call. But trying to quantify exactly how many people stayed, that might be a little bit more strict than what people are really able to provide to us. Mm-hmm. And then they guess, and then it's wrong. And then it gets out.
It might be. I guess one thing we could do also is, I guess it wouldn't probably work in all venues. I was going to say require them to do some kind of an exit survey mm-hmm. of attendees, but that's not going to work for all types of events. So mm-hmm. I guess most of them would, though, it seems like. I mean, it wouldn't be hard for them to, like, if you think, like, Barrel to Keg, could throw them in there.
Well, you know,
packets, and the Celtic Festival, I know, does them. Yeah. Obviously, they didn't use the right calculations to figure what all of it meant, but.
Yeah. The Seahorse just did their event at the swimming pool, and it was packed. And so before that event happened, Stephanie asked me, she said, if I give you the numbers, can you help me figure out what the results were? And I said, yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. So she gave me, she said that there were 280 participants, and that the average family size that came with them was 4 to 5 people. And there were 5 people that stayed in tent trailers and 2 in tents. And the remainder were lodging in the Newport vicinity or around. And so just backing it down, even to saying about 250 participants, and multiplying it just by the average room nights, which is 1.9 nights, and then taking the family instead of 4 to 5 people, the average was 4 people. It had an impact of about $75,000, or $72,000 for room nights, you know, and that equaled out to just between $6,000 and $7,000 in room tax. So pretty good.
The big event.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot going on here this weekend.
Yeah.
So then I have a question about number 8 too. It says preferences will be given to events, activities that have taken place for 3 years or less, or new components, improvements to existing events and activities. So like a good example was when we dealt with the jazz
festival. Mm-hmm.
Is that something, so now is that something that you guys want to support, jazz party or whatever, what was it called?
For 3 years.
For 3 years now because they have a new name even though they've been supported for 4 years previous. And so that's why my question is or new components or improvements to existing events and activities.
Because what we helped them, like, speak with was all the name change and stuff they had to do.
This year we helped them with the name change.
But I would say that's kind of a one-time thing for that event, because it's still an established event and they just needed some help to change all of those marketing materials.
So this, or that would fall under the or new components improvements to existing events and activities. So do we want to leave that so that there's always an option for that?
Yeah, I think so too, because now next year they could change it up and make it some kind of, you know, additional, not just the jazz, but now we've got something else going on with it, and so that leaves the door open for that.
Okay.
But if nothing, you know, if they don't have anything else new, then I would say they're probably not, mm-hmm. not going to be eligible this year.
Mm-hmm. I think that was all I had.
So what did we do? Want to decide on the dollar amount?
I would say 5,000. Yeah, up to 5,000.
And I'll redo this cover letter and highlight some more things. Yeah.
All right. So that is our suggestions. Okay. Since Randy is here, does anyone have any problem with us jumping ahead to item number B under E for KEZI?
Go for it.
Okay. Come on up. Yeah. I don't want to pain you with the whole meeting.
Oh, no worries. It's kind of nice to see how you do it, because I have to do it every month also with Elizabeth Corvallis.
Yeah.
Okay. I put together a plan similar to what we did this spring and tried to enhance it a little bit with some of our stronger fall programming too, including live high school football games, you know, trying to reach families and trying to showcase to a little bit different audience as well. And I apologize that my sheet here got cut off just a little bit.
I can still tell what it is.
Sorry about that. I think on the black and white copy probably came through. Yeah, I should have double checked that. Sorry about that. But just as a quick recap of what we ran this summer.
You gave us some bonus.
I gave a lot of bonus. Significantly more. But you invested $5,000 each month, April, May, and June. And then there was $1,000 that we put towards the five commercials that we produced. And so it was a total of a $16,000 investment. But we ran 1,712 commercials, which is quite a few commercials. And the value on these schedules, I went back and looked at every single line to see what the spot rate was for that show versus what we actually put in there, whether vote bonus or actually paid. And the value on the schedule was almost $54,000. So. And I also put in some extra bonus to run beyond that. So July, August, and early September, I've already got some extra bonus in there, too. And we did run a really good schedule for the Celtic Festival, which complemented your commercials. And we used the template that we use for your commercials to help elevate the name of Discover Newport and just really make Newport a center focus, so they didn't have to work as hard on their marketing, but it also enhanced yours. Mm-hmm. The Oregon Coast Advertising Association has also been running, and they're promoting Newport properties. So those are things that run in tandem with what we've been doing for you. And probably the biggest thing this summer, you couldn't have asked for better earned media credit, is this dock that pulled into Agate Beach. I mean, whose idea was to get rid of it? Wow.
State parks.
Yeah. I mean, we came down special just to see that, and we stayed over. And there were so many people going out to it. It was awesome.
Yeah, it was cool.
But, I can see where it might be a liability to the parks and things like that, too.
Districts from all over the world
came
here. It was amazing.
And it was national news, too, so I can't wait to see what washes up next.
I know.
I did want to just kind of emulate what we did this spring, and the good news is, since you're not-for-profit and you don't fall into the same category of marketing as a normal advertiser that would be subject to the political marketing. We'll probably have some political marketing going on this fall with some of the ballot measures, but the guidelines that we do for not-for-profits are completely different than straight for-profit businesses. So we'll be able to match just as much, if not more, than what we did previously. And the good news is everybody else is taken out of contention that normally runs bonus aid during the summer months, and you're going to get even better placements, so I'm excited about that.
Well, I like the programs. I think that the program selection that you have us in is really stellar for the demographic we're trying to reach, for the KUCI Morning News, or This Morning, and Good Morning America, and Live with Kelly and the View, and Rachel Ray.
Those are all very strong.
Really high rated, and one of the reasons at the last meeting that we were wanting you to come back with a fall presentation was because we did like the previous one that you did. The cost worked out really well, and you gave us some bonus time, and so we wanted to entertain another opportunity for September.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
October, November. So it looks like it's a similar package and similar pricing, or same pricing. Can we use the same commercials?
Absolutely.
And so there wouldn't be an additional production?
No.
Okay. Does anybody want to entertain a motion to...
And the Oregon Coast Association is also run in July, August, and September. So we've pretty much had Newport going since March.
March. So does anybody want to make a motion to go with KECI on this promotion for September, October, November?
So move.
Thanks. Okay, do we have any discussion? All those in favor of going forward with KEZI in September, October, and November with the commercials that we have approved for $5,000 or have already done for $5,000, say aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Well, thank you very much. I knew this fall will be Katie Couric's coming on at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It's going to get a lot of publicity, so we're excited for
So $15,000 rock and production will be in, correct?
What's that?
No production, just 15,000.
Right. 15,000, so 5,000 a month is what might
If you could get me this stuff, I'll put it on the next council agenda. And I can get it on for the meeting of the 20th.
All right, that sounds good. The new season starts the 24th of September, but we have new shows starting before that as well. So
okay.
It's all going to be, a great new season and new show we're going to watch for is Nashville.
So just email
Wednesday nights.
On Wednesday nights. So email over the proposal, do you have this in via email?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you could just send me the contract stuff, I'll get it on. If you can get it to me by Friday, I can get it on the next council agenda.
All right. Maybe Friday this week?
Yes.
Like tomorrow?
Oh, yes. What's today? Yes.
Just to make sure.
Can you get a drink?
I was going to ask.
I don't know what today is.
How did
I
send it last time? Is it just the final sheet?
Or is it like Let me look and see what it was. I think it was a summary sheet.
Yeah. I want to make sure you get what you need.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, thanks. It's nice to see
thanks,
you.
Thanks, Randy.
Take care. Cool beans.
And the Oregon Live lady, I told her we'd call her.
Okay.
However you want to do it, we can call her. I have her number here.
Okay. Do we want to call Oregon Live or do we want to look at Image Library? Or do we want to just press on with media?
Whoever's going to get us through quickest because he's got to leave.
Okay. What is it? 20 minutes.
So whatever requires voting.
Probably Oregon Live. And so we should call. Okay, I was going to say, we can just call on my cell phone.
You got this has speaker.
Perfect. I can do a slideshow while we're talking.
Do thumbs up, thumbs down.
Do it.
Hi Dawn, it's Nicole from the City of Newport. I'm here with the Destination Newport Committee.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you guys?
Good.
How are you?
Good.
Dawn, did you send us any materials for a proposal?
I did. Do you need me to resend them? I believe I sent them to you and Nicole, or just Nicole?
Didn't we look at them at the last
meeting? In early July.
I thought we looked at them at the last meeting, but I don't think I've received anything since.
Let me forward this to you guys. So this was. I have two different email addresses. Nicole has one at newportoregon.gov.
That's the right one.
And then Lorna, yours is at Newport Chamber?
Yes, newportchamber.org.
Okay. So I just sent that over to you guys. This one was before your guys' July meeting.
Okay, so we looked at it. She's going to the office to grab it.
Okay.
But you can go ahead and start and tell us. Just give us the bullet point basics.
Okay. Well, kind of just going over what we had discussed in terms of who your target audience was and some things that work very well for other destination places, whether it be resorts or casinos or travel bureaus. We put together two packages, and one is kind of encompassing some of our partnerships. We have great partnerships with MasterCard, and we have great behavioral targeting, so we can target people that are in the market looking for hotels and resorts to stay at within Oregon. Mm-hmm. We can target people with the interest of traveling to Oregon. And we can target those, the content for hotels and accommodations and also travel enthusiasts. So part of the first recommendation included that advertising, as well as some site-targeted advertising, which with our parent company, Condé Nast, we would be, if there'd be opportunity to advertise targeted to Oregon or whichever geography you guys want to focus on, and have your message be displayed on Condé Nast Traveler, on Epicurious, on Gourmet, Architectural Digest. That's our travel collection. And then another component is Oregon Live's travel section and outdoors and recreation, along with a contest. If we can find if you guys have a partner that would do a hotel stay, or maybe it's the aquarium or something that we could do to drive more activity. And it's just really good engagement for the readers and gives you guys a lead list after the contest is over. So that one is very, there's a lot of mix in it. And on the second recommendation, I just scaled it back to Oregon Live and did the geography of like Oregon and Washington, and put together some impact ads on the entertainment and living section, along with quite a bit of space on travel and travel and entertainment section. So just kind of put it together with what your guys' budget may be and what you feel comfortable in terms of the media mix.
Okay. So,
thank you.
Mm-hmm. I just took these from the studio copy now. Thank you.
So it's were you guys able to get the plan printed out?
Yeah, I got it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
So the behavioral one is $2,500 a month, and then the other one, the geography one, is $1,500 a month. So the contest travels just so that
If you just did the Oregon Live portion without the behavior and the Condé Nast, it would be $1,500. And then if you guys did the behavior along with the other mix, they'd still be geo-targeted, mm-hmm. but it'd be $2,500.
Yeah, that would be, it would, it still has a Condé Nast in it, mm-hmm. and has the Oregon Live in it, so. Do you guys have any feeling towards one or the other? Because I know we had agreed at the last meeting that this sounded like a good thing to do, so. Anyone want to make a recommendation as to which one? I personally like the behavior targeting. I think it's a little bit more honed in, but it also encompasses everything else in the other one.
So, are you guys looking to pull more from Washington or Northern California, or are you looking to kind of broaden your scope? Because one thing that we are working with some of the hotels is kind of like a negative geography, where it's definitely not going to Newport, not going to Portland, but it's going to Washington and some of Northern California, with the interest and behavior of searching for travel within Oregon.
Well, we always like to broaden our horizons, but is that included in this?
It can be. There's no. It's just another behavior. Instead of just travel to Oregon, it could be people outside of Oregon with the interest of traveling to Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that some places have either the initiative, like they absolutely cannot advertise in certain places because that's not where their funds or how the committees have set up the budgets. So I just want to make sure that versus initiatives are, if you know, like, you know, most of your, the people that you are likely to have come down or come up are from outside of Oregon, or if that's your initiatives, and you know, I just want to make sure I understood it.
Mm-hmm. We market to in Oregon, but our other market is also the Boise area, Seattle, and Sacramento. We have a lot of people that come up from that area in California, San Jose, San Francisco. So those have been our other markets, and then also the Bend area in Oregon.
Okay. So those are really, really very easy to put on to the behavioral and the Condé Nast part of the campaign, mm-hmm. adding the specific geographies that are, you know, best markets likely to travel to Newport.
Okay. So does anybody want to make a motion? Or?
I'll move that we entertain the behavior targeting.
Okay. And does anyone want to second that one?
I'll second.
Which is number recommended?
It's the number 1 to 2,500 a month. Okay, and how many months do you recommend that we go into this?
Well, that would depend on your guys' seasonality. Typically, you know, are you ramping up for, is fall a good time for you guys? Are you guys pretty much off peak in you know, January and December? What are you guys looking
What we do typically is do a September, October, and partial November. We go dark in December and January, and then we kind of come back around a little bit towards the end of February and spring break, March, April, May, and June. And we're probably going to be looking more at the shoulder season, so more than likely something that would be like September, October, November.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds, I mean, it's pretty typical for the travel and tourism, especially here in Oregon. Mm-hmm. So there isn't an annual commitment. You guys can, you know, go for the 3 months, and then, you know, when you guys come back on, then, you know, start back up again.
Okay. Very good. Well, so is your motion for the 3 months?
Yeah, right? Should we amend that motion to mm-hmm. include those 3 months?
3 months?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, so we'll start a campaign in September. This is probably going to have to go before council because it's going to be a $7,500 expenditure, and we can go up to about $5,000 without them having to give their nod. But that's not a bad process, and that will be on the next council meeting, which will be a week from this coming Monday. So if you could just submit that specific portion that we just voted on to Nicole with a contract, and if you could do that like by tomorrow, then it can get on the next council agenda.
Okay, perfect. I will send that right over to you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, John. Thanks a lot.
You guys so much.
Okay. Oregon Coast Magazine.
I just had this. This is all that came through.
Was that in the magazine? Just a copy of the ad.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep. And with the QR code. And then on display, we're up on that wall. He did send over an email that said that he had some unique opportunities that came up just to throw them out there. What I asked him to do is just on a monthly basis before the meeting to get in the packet, just let us know what they've got available. And it's a yay or nay, but it looks like the blazer wall on the grain elevator silos across from the Rose Crop Quarter is available. It's a one-of-a-kind wall scape. And then Portland Meadows Raceway is also available. So that's the Trailblazers wall. That's that too.
I like how you're enormous.
They are. How much is production on something like that going to cost us?
I don't know. I don't think you put any pricing in it. We did not.
Is it that back here at the end?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I like the blazer one, that's all great, but how much of that can I ask?
Yeah. Do you like me to find out how much the blazer wall would
I don't know, I think we're probably pretty good on billboards.
Pretty good on billboards anyway. In Portland area for the time being. Okay. So shall we pass on the on display for this month? Okay. Willamette Week. That looks like are we hung up? Oh yeah, that's my computer. Willamette Week. Online advertising. I kind of think that try out the Oregon Live and see how that goes.
Yeah.
And they have a
and then they have print media too, but yeah. I would just think let's just try the Oregon Live for the time being, would be my thought.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. You guys feel the same way?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. And then Northwest Sportsman Magazine. And that's the last page. Media profile is men, age 18 to 75.
This is the magazine that it has like the newspaper kind of feel to it?
No, I don't think so. I think it's a glossy. 20,000 paid subscribers, 26,000 news, 3,000 controlled. For the Northwest one. Combo rates. You know, the thing that in this one, and maybe we can think about it and we don't have to do it now, but what might go good in this, or when this might be good, would be in the springtime, just before halibut and salmon. And
yeah,
we've got some pictures of some of the boats bringing in the tuna, and then get a couple of sports fishing things and maybe do a splash in the spring.
Yeah, just do maybe a 1 month or something.
Yeah, because right now we're coming into the salmon season, but by the time they produce, we're going to be out of any of the sport season.
Yeah.
And I think it's, we'd like to relook at this in the springtime.
I think that's a really good idea.
Okay. All right, so we got through that. The mesh billboard, you saw the email, it got vandalized, and in order for someone to vandalize it, they had to actually climb onto something to jump up to a 15-foot ladder to get on top of the building to slice it. And the owners of the building had reported it to the police. So there was an investigation. They were going to increase patrols. CBS has never had anything like that happen. And, you know, certainly nothing in that location. But when it first happened, I think Lee was kind of pressing to have us cover the entire cost of replacing that and having it installed.
Mm-hmm.
And it was going to be, you know, somewhere between $4,000 and $6,000. And in our contract it says that, you know, we're responsible. CBS did replace a couple that got tagged in the Eugene area for no cost for us on the poster campaign, but I think these are a little bit more spendy for them to have to do that. But Nicole negotiated with her and said, you know, we're a really good client and this just won't go over so well.
Yeah,
with
that's awesome.
With our, you know, yeah. And so they met us a little bit.
I just explained we were kind of outside of our box with that mesh. And
mm-hmm.
Is there any kind of insurance we can get, vandalism insurance?
No. Into it? I talked to CIS, which is the city's insurance provider, and on our normal marketing billboards, the nature of that material is something that could potentially, depending on the circumstances, be covered, but that mesh material they don't insure. So that specific billboard was not something they would ever insure, and that's what they told me, is because the type of material that it is, because it's easily damaged by like the weather and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So because I contacted them, I was like, well, maybe we can get them to pay for it, and they made it very clear that material, no.
Lesson learned, we don't do that again.
Mm-hmm. So, but Lee, I did talk to her and she couldn't be here, and she was very apologetic that she couldn't be here and that happened, but it was up on Monday.
Monday. Yeah, so it's we're going on there, so.
I did go drive by it. It does look good. Mm-hmm. It's blue.
Yeah, that was my own thought, it's blue.
Yep, you can see that. You can see it. It is blue.
Okay, and then under other, I got two emails today. I guess, did you? Yeah, everybody's got a copy. Mm-hmm. The News Times, Jeremy sent an email saying that they would be happy to do any of our print or billboard advertising for us throughout the year. And now CBS does have someone that works with billboards, so when we do them with CBS, it's probably better just to go through them and have them do it. But what the News Times has is access to even more photos than we have, and it looks like we have a pretty good cachet. I think there's well over 2,000 photos in here. Not all of them are high-res enough to use, but since we're probably not going to get to take a look at all of them today, maybe what would be best is if I just pulled out probably a couple dozen of the highest res photos that look like they lend themselves to billboards and get get everybody a copy of that.
Maybe you can do flash drives for everybody.
Yeah, I think I'm going to do a flash drive for everybody because there's no way they'd email. This one is this is probably a 10 megabyte lighthouse picture that's right here, and it's really pretty. I think we do have to figure out a billboard for the posters for the next CBS round. Do you guys like that?
Yeah, that's fine.
Mm-hmm. It lends itself nicely to the coffee here. Visit Newport. Yeah. Does that look like something I could send over and see if that would work?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And maybe let's just do that. And then I'll get everyone a thumb drive, bring you the photos, and then you can look at them at your leisure before the next.
So how does this price compare to what we paid last year to them? Because I know we did a similar thing last year, and mm-hmm. I still remember what we paid.
Last year it was, I think, $8,900. But he did that thinking that we'd probably only do a billboard here and there. And as it was, it took him about, especially getting things kicked back and, oh, we need this and that color. And he estimated there was about 50 hours a month.
I think he might be using the same program that the Celtic Festival did, but...
yeah.
50 hours a month, I mean, come on.
But I have to say, really, because I was the one that had to email him things back and forth, and we could go through all of my emails and see the time that was spent, and then he did send someone out to create a photo file last year, too, so that he had some high-resolution things to check on. And a lot of times the things would get sent over, and then the production company would send them back and say, can you readjust it for these specs, or can you do this? So he'd be working from home, actually, quite a bit on these. I get emails at midnight from, you know, next morning come in, and it's like, what are you, dude? And so we could, you know, it's up to you guys, whatever you want to do. It does make life a little bit easier, but...
Yeah, I'm not saying we shouldn't do it. I'm just curious on my thoughts. Yeah. And do we anticipate that level of work being the same?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This next year is what it was last year.
Mm-hmm.
Or have we? I'm just asking. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, on this one, since I'm working with CBS, I'll probably email it straight to that wrong guy and have him work on it with the components. But what he can do, what we have difficulty with is make a high press file zipped to send over and the right specs or getting it sized, because a lot of them want camera ready artwork and won't produce, like we found out from CBS doesn't actually have a production department. They work with someone, and I'd be interested to hear what Ron's rates are as well.
Maybe you can ask him to submit a proposal
for doing that, but he would just be working with CBS. So
what else would we be using the News Times for then?
Ads like what went in the Oregon Coast today, or any kind of banner advertising that we want to submit to the online companies, and then billboard advertising and any other print advertising that we want to do. So pretty much everything we do, we need a graphic.
Right. Somebody. I was just curious what the volume was.
Yeah. But I would just say if it's not 50 hours a month, you need to give us a consideration reduction or some, comp in some of your publications. I thought.
Yeah.
Well, and don't you need some kind of accounting for that?
Okay.
I mean, like what we used to get from our ad agencies. I mean,
yeah.
We always, I don't think they should be held to any lower standard than what we require from the ad agencies.
Mm-hmm. We paid them one time last year.
I mean, I know we're paying them, and that's what they want this time too, but they should still be sending us a monthly work schedule of what they did every month.
Exactly. So how about this? How about we make the recommendation that we do this, but that he has to submit a monthly hourly sheet and bill us just for the hours, you know, break out the rate per hour, bill us just for the hours up to an amount of $15,000 over the next 12 months.
That'll work.
Mm-hmm. Does that sound good?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so then if someone wanted to make a motion that we propose to
so
go.
Move.
Okay.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Yeah, that way, because there has to be an accountability of the hours.
So we won't take it to council because it'll be a monthly billing, right?
Plus right. $5,000. Exactly.
Okay.
Well, you know, he may, if he wants, and I'll explain that to him, if you want the $15,000 up front, then it can't be because it's got to be hourly. So that's
well,
it.
But like, I mean, I think it's a good
idea.
You
don't want to pay up front in these days and times. You never know what's going to happen.
Well, like Rick said, some months we don't do anything at all.
Yeah, exactly.
Because that works out too.
So we'll see if that works for them. And then the last one is the Fox News Channel 21. We already voted on that. Council approved it. It's a KTVZ in Bend. This is just an FYI as to what they plan to do. Beauty shot of beaches, shot of whale watching, shot of crabs and other fresh seafood, picture of dining, transitions from a biking, hiking, fishing, crabbing, and possibly clamming photo, picture of a family relaxing at the beach, or just feet pointed out toward the ocean, and other fun pictures to be determined, and then the transition back to the screen to make a collage in the background. And the foreground has the logo, so not very dissimilar than the one at KEZI, and we have to provide those photo shots for him. And gorgeous, majestic, fresh flavors, so exhilarating, and we want to share with you one of a kind experience. So does that sound like an okay basis to get those out?
Okay. Cool.
Did we do the coast, do you remember, or did we do Discover Newport on the other one?
We did Discover Newport.
Because these ones just say the coast, do you remember?
Yeah, we changed that. DiscoverNewport.com. That's what we're going to want here.
No.
So.
Okay.
All right.
So we made it.
Is there anything else?
We did.
But does anyone have anything else? All right, well, we are adjourned. Meeting is Thursday, September the 10th. Is that the 10th? No, it's not the 10th.
No, it's the 13th.
Thursday, September the 13th.
I'll be gone.